This is Mike Osborne with state and local news here on WMOT. Friday night prayers at the Islamic Center in Murfreesboro. The services are packed in spite of the fact that harassment of the Muslim community is on the rise here in Middle Tennessee and across the nation. Back in July, vandals did extensive damage to the mosque, spray painting obscene messages on walls and doors, and scattering pork meat around the building. Days later, a similar incident at the apartment of physician Dr. Mohammed Fowler. Vandals damaged his car and again left pork meat scattered about.
There was 5 to 6 pieces of bologna spread all over the car. There were like 3 pieces in the back on the trunk and 3 pieces, they were on the glass in the front. And I saw I used a condom also on the windshield.
Murfreesboro police are investigating the incident as a hate crime. I met with Dr. Fowler after Friday night prayers concluded. He's part of a family medicine practice in Shelbyville and says he's always been happy in Middle Tennessee. He's never had any trouble like this before. But Dr. Fowler recently married, and his new wife, Luna Fowler, wears a traditional headscarf.
What I'm thinking is probably people, recognized, my wife because she wears the headscarf. They recognized our faith, and, that could, made us a target.
Dr. Fowler says he told his new bride that she would love living in Middle Tennessee. He told her the neighbors were welcoming and warm. And he says Luna was comfortable in Murfreesboro until the vandalism. Now, she's always on edge. The fact that she's expecting the couple's first child makes things even worse.
We're buying clothes, we're buying baby crib, and, we're thinking about paint color. She wants pink, she wants, purple color for the rooms, and this is what our mentality was going. And now all what we think about, we have to move as fast as possible. We have to, secure like a safe place for us and the coming baby.
Sadly, the Fowlers do have reason to be concerned. While mosque leaders stress most Middle Tennesseans are supportive, they say harassment has become routine. Mosque spokesman Dr. Saleh Spinati says it's especially bad for Muslim children attending public schools.
The questions that they ask in many cases, what did we do to deserve this and why do they hate us? So that's basically a very hard questions to hear. And you cannot explain to a child of 5, 6 years old, why these events happening.
The Fowler's story is part of the WMOT series entitled Tennessee Divided, an exploration of the cultural, racial, and political discord across Middle Tennessee and the nation. Look for a link to this and other stories in the series at WMOT.org.
لتفسدن في الأرض مرتين ولتعلن علوا